Welcome to the Grace Point Daily Podcast. My name is Jeremiah Johnson. So cold out. I had to wear the hoodie today in Southwest Missouri. Actually, it was nice and it was like 60 degrees when I woke up. It was amazing. So sick of hot weather. Hey, I'm grateful that you're joining the Grace Point Daily Podcast. You can watch the video podcast on our Facebook page, Grace Point Assembly of God. You can go to the YouTube channel, Grace Point Daily, or wherever that you listen to podcasts, just search Grace Point Daily, and I guarantee you it will pull up to you. So here's the story today is in front of me is this kind of now evil device that we're all dependent on every single day of our lives. So two stories. Number one is that yesterday I was sitting down with the lady who does finances in our church, Cindy Lillard. She's amazing. She's awesome. And we are working through some stuff. And basically, I had to use her laptop to log into my Gmail account. And so I'm like, okay, I'll just log in my Gmail on your laptop so you can access this file that we needed to access. Well, guess what? My cell phone, or actually, here's what happens, is when you log into Gmail on a different device, like laptop or something, it's going to say, all right, we need to verify that this is you logging in your Gmail. So go to your cell phone and click. It'll pop up and say, yes, it's me, and then we'll let you right in. Well, guess what happened? My cell phone was completely dead. I was like, ah, I'm so frustrated. So I had to take 5-10 minutes to recharge my cell phone so we could get into my Gmail. And it was a pain because my cell phone battery died. It went dead, okay? And then here's another story, and I promise I'll get to a spiritual point if you're listening, watching, whatever it might be. And always make sure to interact with me, leaving comments, etc., those kind of things. But second story is that, don't you hate it when you go to bed at night and you're like, okay, I'm going to charge my cell phone so that when I wake up, there's a full battery, I'll be ready to go for the day, okay? So I did that last night, hook up my cell phone. I don't know what happened. I wake up. Now, I did have some battery. Fortunately, my alarm went off, but then I look at my phone when I'm waking up this morning and it's at like at 10% because the thing is flashing. Low battery, you need to charge. Here's the point I'm getting to, is there's nothing worse than when your cell phone battery dies, because now we're all helpless because we can't function without cell phones anymore. But then also what happens is you are no longer able to access what's inside of the phone. So now my wife's calling me. She's trying to talk to me. But guess what? My battery's dead. People are trying to text me. I can't get emails. See all the problems that happen when my battery dies. And maybe if you're listening today, you are going to understand where I'm going here in just a second, because I want to give you two Bible verses that will encourage you to keep your spiritual battery charged. This is what I'm getting at. I'm not talking about cell phone. I'm just using this as an illustration, example. I'm talking about keeping our spiritual life, our spiritual battery charged every single day. And I was thinking of a couple verses when it comes to this thought process and idea. If you're watching, check it out with me here online. The first is Leviticus chapter 6, verse 12 to 13. Now keep in mind, this is Old Testament in the context they're talking to the priests, but I do think there's a relative point here. It says, the fire on the altar must burn continually. It must not be allowed to go out. The priests are to feed wood to the fire every morning, arrange the burnt offering on the fire, and offer up the fat portions and the peace offerings. The fire on the altar must burn continually. It must not be allowed to go out. Man, what a great reflection or picture. The fire, the altar, this is happening in the presence of God and all these kind of things. But what kind of a great spiritual L to our spiritual lives that we have today. The goal is we're supposed to not let the fire go out. We're supposed to keep the battery charged in our spiritual life every single day, right? And going back to the scripture, there's some things that are said there. It must burn continually. And you know, being a spiritual person, following Jesus, we got to continually stoke the fire in our lives. It must not be allowed to go out. And unfortunately, in my journey of faith, man, I've seen some people that just, they let the fire of God go out in their life. And guess what? It's not that you can't get the fire burning again, but it takes work sometimes to get that fire going, right? And so it's got to burn continually, and it's saying you got to put wood every single morning on the fire. So, you know, for some people, it's like, that's my encouragement, is keep tossing logs, keep putting wood on the fire of your spiritual life. That comes through word, that comes through worship, that comes through interacting with fellow believers. That involves being at church. That involves Bible, all these kind of things. What you're doing when you're doing those things is you're putting wood on the fire and you're keeping the fire burning continually so it doesn't go out. That's the goal. That's the point, right? And then the second verse that I had pulled up here, if you look on a line, you can check this out or look it up later, is Leviticus chapter 5. Where's my other one at? Oh, yeah, Romans chapter 11. This is a great one here that I wanted to read to you. Where'd it go? Romans chapter 11. Romans 12, verse 11. Excuse me. It says, "Do not slack in your faithfulness and hard work. Let your spirit be on fire, bubbling up and boiling over as you serve the Lord." Another version, it says, "Don't let your zeal, don't let your fire go out." What am I getting at today, guys? Don't let your battery run out. Don't lose power. So number one, you got to keep the fire going each and every day. You got to keep investing into your spiritual life and into your journey. Don't slack in faithfulness. Listen, being a Christ follower and doing the work of the Lord, Jesus said, we're laborers. It's hard work. It's going to require energy and effort to keep the fire, to stoke the fire of our life. And as I shared that this morning, I do think that that's kind of an interesting parallel, right? When my battery, and specifically my cell phone, when my battery goes out, guess what? Then it limits my accessibility to what's in that, right? I just said, when my battery goes out, I can't talk to my wife. I can't communicate as effectively or even at all when the fire is low. And that's what I feel like happens too sometimes. That's what I know happens sometimes in people's lives. Like, I just don't hear God anymore. I just can't feel him. I just, you know, all these kind of things. Your lack of charging the battery and stoking the fire in your spiritual life, it diminishes your accessibility or even your ability to connect with God and to tap into his presence. So, man, I need to work better on keeping my cell phone charged, but I also need to keep working each and every day on keeping my spiritual life charged, keeping the Holy Spirit battery on full all the time. And in a world where everything is turning electrical, you got to keep stuff charged. You know what I mean? So I encourage you today, go ahead and check out those scriptures, look them up, meditate on them today. If you would, those two that we just read, Leviticus chapter 6, verse 12 and 13, the fire in the altar must burn continually. It must not be allowed to go out. And you get to be a part of that process. I'm not going to let my fire for God diminish or go out. Number two, Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Do not lack in your faithfulness and hard work. Let your spirit be on fire, bubbling up and boiling over as you serve the Lord. Charge that battery, guys, today. Don't let the fire of God go out in your life. That's my encouragement for you today on the Grace Point Daily Podcast. Please like, share, and subscribe. Hope you enjoy watching these or listening to them or both, whatever you're doing. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys next time.